your source for timeless natural health talk, HRNradio.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to HealthyLife.net. This is Steve Aspel, Aspel on the Esplanade, and I'm sitting here in this fine, beautiful Tuesday in this top-secret location in Redondo Beach with South Bay J. Cruz.
And good afternoon.
Yeah, we're doing it today.
Yes, we are.
You know, I had a guest lined up. I'm going to bring back another week. But just today I decided we're going to do this show in honor of my good buddy, Bo.
Yeah.
Bo Cotta. You know, I... See, I have to watch out. I'm crying.
It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, the funny thing is about Bo, he's supposed to be here.
Right.
And he passed on Saturday. And Bo Okada is a lifelong Redondo resident, Aviation High School, and he was born in 1960 on December 29th.
Oh, wow.
He didn't quite make his birthday.
Yeah.
But he had ALS, you know, the horrible Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yes.
And I know he fought his rear off because he's that kind of guy for 3 years.
Yeah.
But it's that dreadful disease, and, you know, it kind of makes 2016 really suck.
Yeah, it hasn't been the best year. We've lost a lot of good people.
We lost good people, but I can honestly tell you I've never met anybody in my life as cool, as good as Bo.
Yeah, you said he always had a very upbeat, positive disposition, even in the face of this, even until the last few days.
Yeah. I went and visited him about 10 days ago, and... You know, he still looked like Bo. He was still Bo. He has a big smile.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's worn out, but he still smiled. And I remember he told me his goal was to make it. He had set little goals.
Yeah.
And I know he wanted to make his birthday and wanted to make Christmas. And then he had all these plumerias outside of his, the front room. And he loved the smell of plumeria. And I know, his daughter Chloe posted a picture of him in Hawaii on Facebook. And, he loved the smell of plumerias and wanted to smell those again in the spring.
Yeah.
And actually, he told me that the gardener said some of the trees were blocking the sun, so they weren't blooming properly.
Okay.
So I had a meeting with the people at City Hall. They were going to come out and trim his trees.
Okay.
And they were scheduling this tree trimming so the sun would get in better for the spring.
Expedite the blooming.
Yeah, but he didn't make it. But... you know, so now I have plumerias in my house, so I always think of Bo.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping people will call in. If you want to call in and mention a few things about Bo, it's you can call 800-555-5453, 800-555-5453, or a local number, 310-371-5444. And I did post that number, the last number, on Facebook. But... you know, it was interesting with Bo. I met him about 20 years ago. Our kids were in kindergarten together at Toledo. And, you know, when you know Bo, you think you're his only friend.
Right.
Because he treats you like you're the best person in the world.
That's really cool.
It is. And, you know, it turns out that he had thousands of friends. And, and he treated everybody like they were his only friend.
That's so nice.
And he was, I remember one time at a soccer tournament, we had a turkey tournament at Alta Vista. And that's one of those tournaments where all the parents have to sign up to do all this volunteer work. And they have to sign up to clean up the park afterwards.
Sure.
Well, the last game's over on Sunday afternoon after Thanksgiving, and those parents decide, you know, most of them, I'm going to scoot out of here. Somebody else can do it.
Yeah.
So I'm there with a guy named Vern Hall and Doug Borstel and Manny Garza, and this is people around town. And we're kind of swearing under our breath because a lot of the parents had left.
Yeah.
And we had hours and hours of work to do. And Bo lived just up the hill from the park.
Right.
And he comes walking by, just like Bo does. He's just not on the mission, just on a walk.
Yeah.
And he goes, "What are you guys doing?" I said, "We're cleaning up." And he jumped in and helped us for about 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
His kids weren't playing in the tournament.
Yeah.
And he never complained. He got dirty, and he cleaned up trash. And he's one of those guys that would just jump in and help you without – he had no motives. He had nothing to gain, help his kids or anything. He was just helping the community.
He's out for a walk, and that's what he stumbled across.
Yeah, and I think poor Denise's beautiful wife probably had to face that a lot. Bo would be out. He'd be out, but he wasn't out like he's partying.
Carousing or nothing.
Yeah, he was out having fun helping people. And when I first found out about this, I was actually sitting there at HT Grill in the patio about 3 years ago. On a Friday night, and Bo comes driving by in his pickup truck with all the dents and dings on it, and he yells out, "Hey, Steve-O!" And I said, I yelled at him, park that truck and get in here and have a beer. And lo and behold, a few seconds later, he shows up at that fire pit and he has a beer and he's laughing, telling jokes. And next thing he says, he looks at me and goes, Steve, guess what I found out? He said, what? He goes, I got ALS. I got Lou Gehrig's. And he was like so upbeat about it. I go, and I didn't believe him. I thought he was pulling my leg. And it turns out he says it was real. And, but he, that's how I found out about it. And it was devastating. Hey, we have a caller. We have a caller, Chloe. Hey, Chloe, you're the daughter. How you doing? My girl who jump started my truck yesterday. I stopped by to see them and my battery burned out right in front of your house. I think maybe Bo was paying me back for not being there at the right time or something, but yeah, you came out and jumped my cars. Thank you. So how you hanging in there today?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
It's been pretty overwhelming how much support there is. You know, I know you were just saying how he made everyone feel like they were his best friend, and you know, so all his best friends, all hundreds of them, are pouring through, and it's really cool to see. And we're my mom and I are really, and the whole family are just really thankful for that.
Are you getting a lot of visitors?
Tons, yeah, but it's great. It's really nice.
It is nice.
Yeah.
Well, what did you tell me a story about Bo? What's your favorite Bo story? You have 100 of them.
I have tons. My favorite recent one was on Saturday morning. When I came in the room and was kind of in shock, I'm crying a little, and he just goes, "What's the matter? Your boyfriend dumped you?" And I'm just like, "Oh my God! Even on this day, you're still, you know, just trying to make everyone laugh." And
that's what he thought. He wanted to know if your boyfriend dumped you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was, at that point, did he know he was kind of on his way out?
Yeah, I think he knew, and, you know, we were starting to call the family, and I got the call and rushed home, and, you know, it was obvious that it was at least going to be that day or the next couple of days, mm-hmm. So he was trying to, you know, say his piece to each kid and each family member and stuff, and the first thing he said to me is, "What? Why are you crying? Did your boyfriend dump you?" So it just made me laugh, and you know.
I met your boyfriend Connor yesterday. Did Bo like him?
I don't know. I think he did.
Well, I know he liked him. He loved everybody. But did he? we have to find out if he approved of Connor. So, yeah, you know, he was always around, wasn't he? Every time, every soccer game you ever played. That I yep. watched you at. He was always there.
Yeah. Every soccer game, every track meet. I'm sure every runner I've ever had on a team, every soccer player, all his other kids' friends, Chelsea, Marin, Keenan, they'll all be here on the 29th for his birthday. So
tell us. Back to your running. You were doing cross country running, weren't you?
Cross country and track.
Yeah. So when you're cross country running, you really can't sit there and watch you run that much. You just see you leave and see you come back.
Yeah.
And was he there when you took off and when you came back?
Oh yeah, he was there like at least every half mile. He'd pop up somewhere. So.
Oh really? Just kind of drive his truck over and pop up, or?
Yeah. No, he would just run around the whole course, and then when he got sick, he would still come to my college races, and his wheelchair is pretty speedy, so. He'd get around.
Yeah, I remember seeing him. First he had the a little motorized bicycle down by the beach, and then he had the motorized scooter, and at least he kept mobile as long as he could, couldn't he, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he always wanted to get around, so.
Well, you know, the cool thing about Bo is I know he loved everybody in the world, but he loved you, and he loved your mom and his and the other kids more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the cool thing, because, you know, Bo, you got lucky on that one.
I got super lucky.
You got short change because he wasn't around that long, but you had him for a long time.
Yeah.
And you know, 2016 was a pretty bad year, I think, and this isn't the best way for people dying, and this isn't the best way to close it out.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you're having the celebration of life, right, on December 29th?
Mm-hmm. On his birthday, he would joke that he wanted to go out on his birthday. And he kept saying that, and we kind of thought we had more time, and we're like, well, your birthday is really close. I don't know why you keep saying that. just kind of like, wouldn't that be cool? And then it kind of started happening. So we thought, you know what? He kept saying he wanted to go out on his birthday. Let's have a party for him.
So it's not so much a funeral. It's a party.
There's going to be so many people that, you know, want to come.
Yeah.
There are sex and everything, but we want to make it more of a celebration. And that's what he wanted. He said 1,000 times he wanted everyone to remember and laugh and just have fun. So
yeah, I don't see him having fun at funerals. He has fun at parties, though. But, of course, yeah. he would brighten up a funeral.
Yeah.
But he would. So you're going to have more than the couple hundred people we anticipated.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we won't, even though we're on radio and stuff, we won't tell the city. But as long as our neighbors are fine. But we're going to have a band?
Yeah.
Did you find a band?
Yeah, thanks for closing down the street for us. I sent one text to Brett, and then you're like, got it, done. Streets closed down, so that's pretty cool.
Well, you know the mayor. Yeah, well, you know what? Well, it's a cool thing the city does. They allow you to close down streets. I've never heard of it done for something like this, but no, it's cool. It's a short street. Got the signatures and got the permits, and it'll be fine. And I think it's going to be one hell of a party here. And you know, you're going to have we're going to tell people on the radio now. They're supposed to bring some Jack Daniels and Coke. That was his drink, right? What kind of beer did he like?
I think he more just did the Jack and Coke. I don't know. My mom would know that.
Jack and Coke. Well, the bottom line, everybody, bring your own. That's right. We're going
to
have
people for us to
buy. Yeah.
But hey, I think his brother, Stuart, is going to call in.
Okay.
And, you know, we can let someone else.
We'll let somebody else talk and tell. If you know anybody else that wants to call in and share a story, let me know. Have them call. I love you, Chloe. You know what? You're a rock star. And, you know, you by the way, everybody needs to know you were like the world-class athlete. You're a soccer player and runner, and you're all around. You're one of the nicest people I ever met. So with or without Bo, you're a 10. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we'll see you soon. All right. Love you, Chloe. Okay. Bye. Yeah, he was, you know, the thing with Bo is he went to aviation high school, but then that closed down.
Right.
So he adopted Redondo Union High School.
Uh-huh.
So he was everything Redondo. He was born and raised in Redondo.
Mm-hmm.
And his brothers and sisters, his mom still live here. I got to ask about his dad. If anybody knows, let me know. But he had this thing. He'd always make fun of Manhattan Beach. And it was all Redondo, especially the high school and the kids in the AYSO. He knew every athlete in every sport. And he was like not a father. He's a big brother and a party guy to everybody. But I don't want to make him sound like he's just some dude that doesn't do anything. This guy was a fine business person, and he built chimneys. He had a company with his partners, and the company's called the Fireplace Guys. And he's probably, if you've remodeled your house or done any work around South Bay in your house and you have a chimney, Bo did it. And he was the guy.
I got a couple calls online.
All right.
One person's on hold, but Stuart, Bo's brother, has just called in.
Hey, Stuart, how you doing, man? How you hanging?
Hanging in there, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing better. It's good. It's just kind of, it's weird. It's like my brother died. He was a brother to everybody, so I can only imagine what you're going through.
Yeah, I mean, I think just having, even though, you know, having the disease and knowing what the final outcome was going to be, we had that time to hang out and talk and, you know, we had a chance to see him, you know.
Right, yeah.
Of course, if he was lost, one day here, the next day gone, you don't get that. So as terrible as the disease it was, at least we, you know, were able to make time to hang out. So
yeah, you know,
it makes it easier to take.
It kind of shakes your faith sometimes. You think of how did a guy like Bo get this? I can think of a lot of slime balls that deserve bad stuff. But, you know, Bo, did you guys ever fight when you were a kid? Did you have arguments like boys do, or was he always just Bo?
Not really. I mean, we, you know, nothing major. We were always, you know, he was always the big brother, and, you know, we teased him a little here, and he teased us a little there, but we always, for the most part, were a pretty tight family, so.
Yeah, you guys, and he went to, did you go to aviation high school also?
Yeah, he was a senior when I was a freshman.
Okay.
And so, you know, I hung out with those guys my freshman year, going to parties and going to ball games and doing all that stuff. And, you know, my mom would say, oh, be home at, you know, midnight. And I would say, Mom, how am I going to get home at midnight when I'm with these guys?
When you're with Bo and these guys. Yeah.
Yeah. So, come home when they come home. So I was, you know, that allowed me to hang out and come home with those guys, which was probably around 2 o'clock instead of 12.
But you didn't go very far from home. You were always in Redondo Beach, right?
Yeah, we were.
Now, and he had this thing against he just doesn't like Miracosta, does he? He's always
You know, back in the school days, yeah, that was our main rival, you know.
Yeah, you had a lot of kids from Manhattan and both cities right there.
Yeah.
And when you first get something, do you know if that's like going to be hereditary or is it a family thing? I never did any research on ALS, so I don't know. You know,
me either.
Is it luck of the draw?
Yeah, I mean, when he got it, he just, you know, I said, oh, I'm going to look into it, and he looked at me and he's just like, you know what? There's nothing we can do about it. So, you know, he kind of was like, let's just, we know what the final outcome was going to be, so let's just live it out instead of, you know, knowing every step of the way what we can anticipate. I mean, we kind of knew, but, you know, he just wanted to take it day by day and put the pedal to the metal.
Yeah, I don't, you know, he didn't want to get cheated out of any last moments. He told me he didn't want to get tricked. You know, he just wanted to be a, you know, go out like that without having to be a head in a bed. So
yeah.
That wouldn't be too cool for Bo.
Yeah.
But, you know, go ahead.
We would be out somewhere and somebody, you know, we would run into somebody that he knew that didn't know about it. And they would look at him like, what happened to you? You know, what happened? And he would always, it was kind of funny. He would say, oh, I got Lou Gehrig's disease, and I haven't even played baseball since high school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would always kind of laugh, like, you know, he'd always make it to the lighter side.
Like he cut it from Lou Gehrig himself. That's right. Only baseball players get it. Well, I don't know if you heard the top of the show. I said that he told me when I was at HT Grill. He walked in and, you know, I remember a beer. Maybe he had a Jack and Coke. I don't remember, but it was, he pulled his truck up and came in and we were sitting there talking and he was laughing like normal and controlling the crowd. And then he dropped that bomb on us, and it takes your breath away, because I don't think I would have handled it so well, you know.
I mean, I don't know. When Denise and Bo told the family, you know, we all came over to their house so that they could tell us, because we knew something was going on because of his foot, his ankle. You know, we thought it, you know, but we didn't, you know, have any idea that it was going to be ALS. And when they dropped the bomb on, I mean, we pretty much just cried and honestly couldn't even say a word. I was just devastated, you know?
Yeah. So, well, you're his family. But, you know, it's just the tribute to Bo is that everybody was his family. So every time he told somebody this, they got that same reaction. Of course, couldn't be as tough as you were, but, you know, I was around when he told about five or six people, and it was amazing the reaction. But he, you know, every time you see him, he was always with somebody, laughing. And when it's interesting, I put this thing on Facebook, and the most random people were responding to it—people that I don't know—and then there were people that I know from other places. And Bo had that like 6 degrees of separation, because he just knew so many people, and it wasn't just from his business; it was from just his attitude around town. And
just being in the South Bay for, you know, all our life, you think you can go somewhere with them and just, you know, you might run into one person you know, and it's like you had to kind of add in a little extra time to get somewhere because, you know, if you're walking in somewhere, he's going to run into somebody he knows, or maybe he doesn't even know him, but, you know, our family, we're people, you know?
Yeah, I know you guys are.
And we'll talk to anybody that'll appear to be listening. Maybe they're not listening, but we'll still talk to them.
Ah, you should be a mayor. I do that all the time. People don't listen. I know that once we were at his house, their house on Irina, and another couple were there, and I won't use their name, but there's a little over-serving going on, and one of the guys kind of took a nap, and Bo and I got out lipstick and a bunch of things and painted the guy's face. And I forgot all about it until Denise reminded me of that yesterday. And we had a terrific time doing that, but it was his idea. So let's just paint his face while he's out. And he woke up, and he wasn't too happy with us, but he couldn't get mad because it was Bo. If it was me, he probably would have knocked me out, but it was a trip. Well, we have to take a commercial break now, but I'm going to continue on as long as we can talk about it. Anybody wants to call in about Bo. But, Stuart, love you, man. And, you know, I'm proud of you guys, proud of your family. And thanks for calling. And we all love Bo, man. That's the thing in the Okadas.
I know he loved you.
All right, bro. We'll see you on the 29th.
Thank you.
All right. Everybody, we'll take a break and come back in a minute.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to HealthyLife.net. Steve Aspel sitting here with South Bay, Jay Cruz.
And a lot of callers, a lot of love for Bo.
A lot of love for Bo here. And, you know, like I said, I was supposed to have another guest on, and I apologize to that guest, and I wasn't in the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought, let's just talk about Bo as long as we can, because there's a lot to talk about. So we have a caller. Diego is calling in. Diego, you're on the line there? Diego? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Diego. It's Steve. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. And you?
I'm great. Well, I'd be better if Bo was around, but how you doing? You worked with Bo, right?
Yes. I worked for him for the fireplace guys.
The fireplace guys. Now, how long did you work there?
10 years.
Was he a good guy to work for?
Oh, yes. He was a great boss, a great friend, too.
Was he... How were the jokes?
How
were the jokes? Was he happy most of the time?
He was always with a smile, always making everybody laugh. We had great stories, great jokes for him.
Now, if you messed up a fireplace, did he get on you, or did you start over again, or what happened? Did you ever mess up?
but, you know, sometimes he was like, no, you know, like, he always showed us how to do it, explained it to us, you know, always trying to make us better. And he was a great guy.
So you guys would build fireplaces from the ground up, right?
Yes.
And how long does it take to build a fireplace in a house?
Well, it takes probably like 25 to 35 minutes.
So that's it for the whole fireplace?
I mean, there's metal boxes, and then we run the flues.
Oh, okay. Now, did Bo have to climb up in those fireplaces or not?
Yes, I saw him, you know, getting the work done.
So you worked for him for 10 years. So he was just not just a boss, he was a friend, right?
No, he was more than a boss, yes. He was a great friend.
And
always trying to make me, you know, inspire me to get better and get a better life.
And did he help you? Did he help you get a better life? Do you work for the fireplace guys still?
Yes, I'm still working for them.
And you guys are gonna miss Bo. Now, how the other guys, do they crack jokes like Bo? Or they?
Yeah, he's always, you know, we always remember him with a smile and always making us smile.
Yeah, now, and where do you live, Diego? Do you live around here?
What was that?
Do you live in the South Bay? I mean, do you live close to...
I live in Southgate.
Okay, cool. So you guys did fireplaces from all around Southern California or just mostly in the South Bay?
Yeah.
Everywhere?
Yeah.
Well, I think that now how was Bo at Christmas? Did he give you a couple of days off extra at Christmas time?
Well, we always get the, you know, like 2-3 days off, and then, you know, bonus Christmas party. Everything was really, really good.
A Christmas party with Bo. We probably can't talk about all the fun stuff, the Christmas party with Bo. Did you have Jack and Coke with Bo?
I have a couple of beers with him.
Just the beers, not the Jack and Coke. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you calling in, and we all love Bo. And you still working for the fireplace guys then, right?
Yep.
That's for Pete and Brad?
Yes.
Okay, how's business?
Everything is going great right now.
Now, Bo is probably pretty good at bringing in business, so who's going to bring in the business like he did?
Yes, he was really good bringing business.
Yeah, everybody I knew in the construction business knows Bo. And
a lot of people.
I've never met a person that everybody loved as much as Bo. All right, brother, I'll let you go. So thank you for calling in, Diego.
All right,
and you can listen to this later on. We're going to podcast it, so you'll be able to download it later. So thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, if anybody wants to listen to this later on, if you have a friend or you want to post it on Facebook or anything else, all you got to do is go to www.healthylife.net, and there's a website, and Jay will have this thing posted in a couple hours.
Yeah, and if for some reason there's a question past this point, you can always reach me here at the station, and I'll make sure you get a copy.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And you listen to them later, put it on Facebook, or you know, send it out to your friends. You know, I don't want to make it too maudlin here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was just, I don't know. We keep talking about him all day. But it's all about love. I feel like an old flower child talking about Bo because
it's a great lesson to maybe take away at the end of the year. You know, a lot of us definitely agree that 2016 was a challenging year in a lot of ways. You know, a lot of things that we all faced as a community, a country, all personally, and a lot of popular people not making it through the year. Mm-hmm. A lot of entertainers, you know, start out with David Bowie, Prince, Glenn Frey, the Eagles, a number of actors, mm-hmm. and a number of people like Bo who are, you know, they make a big impact on our lives too. It's easy to talk about the celebrities because, you know, we buy their records
and we go
see their concert tickets and see them in shows and stuff. But a guy like Bo who, you know, was around, went to his daughter's cross country, you know, was around for employees and office parties and stuff like that. It was just a member of the community, you know, the people that he worked around mm-hmm. with and the construction and the industry that the fireplace, you know, touched and all that, in addition to all the customers who were happy to have warm homes because those people cleaned out their chimneys or built their chimneys, fireplaces to begin with.
They're happy to have Bo hananging out with them when they're putting them in. But Diego said something pretty profound. He goes, Bo was always pushing him to become better, make a better life.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of employers, mm-hmm. especially in that business, mm-hmm. they pay the minimum wage. Yeah. They just try and get by, I've been around a long time, and you won't find all their employees speak highly like that. And he said he pushed him to get better.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
And that's another great thing. You know, people are thankful to have a job, but when you have a boss who actually encourages mm-hmm. you to grow and become a better person, not just a better employee, but a better person and human being. You know, that's a quality that definitely needs to be highlighted.
Yeah, you know, he was a true volunteer. I've got criticized for making fun of certain volunteers mm-hmm. lately in politics.
Sure.
But he was a true volunteer. He nothing to gain. He had, you know, when you go to these sporting events, like for AYSO,
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to be a team mom, team dad, or a coach, or whatever like that.
Sure.
He was just always one of the people helping.
Mm-hmm.
And he never, I don't remember him ever having an assignment of a team something.
Yeah.
He was like the region mascot. Yes. And he helped every team.
Always available to chip in, whatever's
needed.
Yeah,
even if his kids weren't on the team, he'd be out there to help. I mean, that's the definition of a true volunteer. When mm-hmm. when you get nothing out of it yourself,
mm-hmm.
or it's not meant to gain you any popularity or votes or whatever. And when you can just show up and
helping people make a better day, you know?
Yeah, a better day. As far as 2016 in my book, I put them way above those rock stars.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because I'm surprised half of them lived that long with their lifestyle. You're kidding me. But,
no kidding.
It's, sometimes you look at someone and go, well, you probably deserve it because the way you've lived, you've mm-hmm. outlived your, you know, the only person we think about is Keith Richards.
Yeah, and he just had another birthday as well.
He's still going.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, and I hate that song, Only the Good Die Young or whatever.
Right.
It's a BS story.
Exactly.
You know, it's just, life cheats everybody. You know, life can cheat you and it's not fair. And,
yeah.
And sometimes you wonder how a guy like Bo, who has a wife, Denise, he knew her since high school,
mm-hmm.
went to aviation high school with her, and, it's kind of a story like Pam and myself.
Mm-hmm.
They were, they were went to high school together.
Yeah.
They went separate directions, and then they came back together again and got married years later after other marriages.
Mm-hmm.
It's like kind of like Pam and myself. And please believe me, I'm not trying to put myself in Bo's category. He's way too good for me. He's the nicest man. Again, nice guy. I can't think of him ever pissing off anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I can piss off people by waking up in the morning. So, you know, he came back and he got back, fell in love with Denise, and she's a tremendous, tremendous lady.
And these are great stories that, you know, people in the South Bay, if they don't know them, need to be told them or reminded of what has happened or what is possible, you know, here.
Yeah. And, because, you know, you can go one direction in high school, come back, you know, kind of grow up a little bit, go back, meet the woman of your dreams and they had a happy life.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting story is they live in a house that Pam and I looked at.
Oh, wow.
When we were looking for houses in 1995, I wanted that street they live on. That's where I wanted to live. I always wanted to live on a street with a Spanish woman's name.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Irene, and I live in Alberta. Well, it was a great corner and everything, but the house needed a little bit of loving care.
Yeah.
And Bo is a craftsman.
Uh-huh.
I was an insurance guy.
He's...
I have a toolbox, but I don't even know how all the tools work.
Right.
And a hammer and a nail. I'm a nail bender.
Uh-huh.
And Pam looked at me and said, well, there's some, the house was, we had the other two kids there. I'm going, I can't make it work. And you're Steve, you don't have the talent and we couldn't afford it at that point. I couldn't afford to hire people to do it. So we passed on it.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing was funny is it was being rented by people. And we're looking around, and I see these pictures of the family in there. It wasn't Bo.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out the people that were renting it were also people that we knew, and that knew Bo.
How funny.
And our kids went to school together.
Yeah.
And it's just a small world. And then we didn't buy it, and then it just by happenstance, Bo and Denise bought it.
That's so.
And that's where the block party is going to be. I don't want to say funeral. That's where the party's going to be on the 29th from 3 to 7.
Celebration of life.
Yeah, I got the permit till 8, so we have an hour to kick people out, but I don't see people leaving at 7.
Yeah.
But I also don't see the police hassling us, plus everybody in the block, the two blocks there where he lives, all love him, so they're not going to be like, your time is up and you have to close it down.
Oh, they got to get ready for Santa Claus at some point in the night, so you got that going for
you.
It's
the 29th.
Okay.
Yeah, the
29th. I was thinking this weekend.
It would be getting ready for New Year's.
Yeah, nothing there.
But I suspect there'll be a lot of people who are down at the beach and will feel like New Year's after that party.
Right.
And I'm not going to miss it for sure. But we're going to it's going to be wild. And Bo would want it wild. All right, we'll take a break and come back and talk some more about Redondo and Bo.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to HealthyLife.net. This is Steve Aspel sitting here with South Bay J. Cruz. Just kind of remembering Bo. And during the break, we were talking that this wouldn't really happen on some,
like the stations I worked for in San Jose.
Worked for before. That's kind of cool about this station. You get to.
Thanks.
It is cool. We get to talk about a local guy.
Do some real things.
A real guy, a real dude. Yeah. And, you talk about life. And who do we have on the phone here now?
Chelsea and Maya.
Chelsea and Mariah.
I kept calling her Maya. Sorry, Mariah.
Chelsea, hey girls, how you doing?
Hi.
How you doing? You doing better?
Yeah.
So, what's that?
This is Bo's other daughter.
I know that. That's why I was asking you how you're doing here. I know who you are. Aren't you the ones that went to school with Katie or Brett? The kindergartner back in Toledo?
Yep.
100 years ago. That's where I met your dad. And what a wonderful man. So you've been dealing with this. Let's go ahead.
We're just sitting in the driveway at Neva and Yosef's house, his parents.
Right.
And we were listening to, we put it on so Grandma and Grandpa got to hear.
Oh, good.
Station.
Well, you know, later on in about an hour or so, it'll be up on that website so you can download it.
Yeah, and Grandpa's really enjoying it. And
oh, good.
We're just looking through pictures.
Yeah, there's only 3 or 4 pictures on Facebook. And, you know, the computer thing, You young people know how to do it better than me. I have pictures of your dad and Denise a number of times at with the Thai restaurant that's now a Raging Cajun, and then Blue Water Grill, because Pam's birthday is the day before Beau's.
Oh.
So we went out a few times and celebrated the joint birthday parties together.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We're about to head over to see Denise and Chloe and look through some more pictures. So that's really nice. We get to just look at all these memories.
Yeah, I can't find my pictures because, you know, they're probably buried in some computer somewhere. And I don't know how to catalog them better. So tell Denise that if she can find those pictures of that those birthdays where Pam and I are with him, I want a copy.
Okay.
Because we have pictures of Bo, and I'm looking through my computer, and I'm really they're numbered. You know, I should say Bo instead of saying DSX dash something like that, because I can never find it. So it's your dad. So I don't even know what questions to ask about the daughters with their dad passes like that, but you know, go ahead.
Wanted to call in because you know that's what he would have wanted, and also I just thought this would be a nice time to really thank all of his friends and the community for all the great stuff that they've done for him and for Denise. And
well, you know what?
One of the most beautiful outcomes of this.
Everybody's doing it for them and for you because they love you guys, and you know your dad was one of a kind.
Yeah, and we're kind of shy and we weren't sure if we wanted to call in, but Dad always pushed us to be more social like he is, and so that's why we called.
You're not as social as your dad?
Not really.
Well, come on now, you better get
you
got to get with the program. You got to start doing some Jack and Coke but you know you're.
That's what he would have said.
Yeah, I want to get you laughing like your dad would. See, the thing is, you got to carry on now. That's your job. If you're shy now, come out of your shell. You're two beautiful young women, and people want to. Boy, they're going to be hanging on you on the 29th. So. You have to dig down deep and bring out the best Bo personality you got.
Yeah.
Because I can't say anything that will help you feel better, but your father, I was thinking about it. He was popular. He could have been mayor, but the problem is he couldn't be because he never pissed anybody off. So, you know, I make people mad all the time. But nobody is ever, that I know of, has ever been mad at Bo. If you saw that, those Facebook posts, the random people posting things, men and women, he just touched so many people. And he was truly, it wasn't a BS story. He is truly the nicest human being I've ever met in my life. Period. And, I've never, you know, when you see Bo, you felt good. No matter how bad you felt, how bad a day you were having, when Bo showed up, you felt better. And the day he told me, when we were at HT Grill, he popped up and had a drink, and he had a smile on his face. He was trying to figure it out. He goes, "I can't believe it. I got ALS." But he wasn't sitting there bitching and moaning about it. And he was, you should be. I'm proud of him. I know you guys are really proud of him. But it's, you know, life's a bitch. It takes away these nice people too soon. And you really got cheated, but the whole world did, and Redondo Beach really did. And, you know, we just love your dad, so don't be shy.
Okay.
You know, what, give me a, can one of you tell me a quick story about your dad. You got, like, give me a minute story. Tell me something funny. Or what he did. Give me a wild thing. So it's, you can't get in trouble for spilling the beans because he can't get mad at you anyway, so.
Well, same as Chloe said, the first time I saw him the other day, he just said, "Why are you crying? Why are you crying?" He still didn't want us to be sad.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're crying on the air, so.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. I was crying on the air. It's, I was talking to the reporter for the Easy Reader yesterday, and, I had to take a moment, and I told him, I said, I'll call you back, because I started crying. I was out in my garage, I was smoking a cigar and talking to him about Bo. So, you know, he affected people like that. So, because he had, you know, I don't throw the word love around a lot unless it's my kids or something like that. But he's a person that I can truly say everybody loved him. And, it sounds like an old throwback hippie thing, but he was like the most loved person I've ever met. And popular. So, you know, he could have done, you know, but like I said, he could have been a mayor, but why would he bother wasting his time and make people mad at him? He was like the mayor of a street. Every kid knew him. Every adult knew him. They went by around the corner. Everybody knew him. And when you guys were in kindergarten, you know, I'm there dropping like one of the, I think it was Katie, I'm dropping him off, and Bo goes out of his way to start talking. Just starts chatting people up. And he's really outgoing, and from the moment on, it's like love at first sight. The man was just amazing. So, well, I'm proud of you girls for calling in, and you got to just remember, according to Steve, you got to carry on, and you're gonna have to make people think of some funny stories, because they're gonna want to hear them at that party. They don't want to hear any sad stuff.
We will.
Thanks for calling in, girls. Love you. Thank you.
Thanks for doing this.
My pleasure. All right. See you. That's kind of cool. And it's really cool. He's got his kids are amazing.
Yeah.
He's got, you know, so it's like nothing he does, none of his family's, there's no rotten eggs anywhere.
Yeah.
We all have rotten eggs somewhere in every Bo, so it's a testament to how he raises people, raises kids.
Yes.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back in a minute.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Hello there. Welcome back to HealthyLife.net. Steve Aspel sitting here with South Bay Jay Cruz. And what's weird, Jay, is I'm not used to all these phone calls. I'm not a professional at this. This is wild.
Yeah, so, it's a lot of calls. We have Frank and then Madison, his niece.
Okay.
And Frank just said that David is trying to get through, too. So
we may have to
go a little quicker through these to see if we can get David in as well. But
all
Frank
right.
should be online now.
Frank, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, Frank, how you doing? This is Steve.
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling in. So how'd you know Bo?
Bo was like a big brother to me. He was one of my brother's best friends when they were growing up.
And you're here in Redondo Beach? You're from here?
They went to aviation together.
Yeah. And wasn't he the greatest guy you ever met? You know?
He was. Him and my brother were really close. And when my brother passed away, he kind of was a big brother to me. So that was very, very good for me. He was a great guy.
Well, how'd your brother pass away?
Oh, he was in an accident. But that was a long time ago. Bo stepped in. He was like a big brother to me. He took care of my niece like he was his dad, her dad. It was really nice.
Now Bo and your big brother are hanging out.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they're probably hanging out right now. Maybe they're listening. You know, it depends on what you believe here, but I hope there's something else. I know Bo said when he gets to the other side, he was going to try and let us know. That's what he said.
Those two would be hanging out
together. There you go.
I'm sure.
All right, Frank, I'm not trying to rush you off, but we only have a few minutes left on the air, and I got two other callers. So thanks for calling in, and I'm going to see you on the 29th.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Cool, brother. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Okay. And another caller here is Madison. Madison, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for calling in.
I'm doing okay.
I'm doing great considering what we're talking about here. It's like the saddest thing to happen that I can remember in a long time.
Yeah.
How'd you know Bo?
He is actually my uncle, but I would consider him more to be a second dad to me.
He's your uncle and your dad. Uncle. See, uncles are more fun.
Hey, he was fun as Bo.
Yeah, you're lucky because you were like, he was actually your uncle. The rest of us just were like fake family.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone to him is family. It's not just, even if it's seems like it's a fake family.
You know that there was nothing fake about Bo. Yeah, it was. We all wished we were related to him, but yeah. he was the only genuine person. Yeah. So where did you grow up around here?
No, I actually grew up in Indonesia and then moved back to Redondo. But my mom is cousins with him. And my father passed away when I was 5, and they were actually best friends in high school before my mom and dad got together.
Mm-hmm.
And once my dad passed away, he was there constantly for my family, for my mom, and really just took me under his wing along with my cousins. So I was just like Chelsea, Chloe and Mariah and Keenan.
Wow. So now he's hanging out with your dad.
Pardon me?
Now he's hanging out with your dad.
Yeah, that's, I'm glad to hear that, they're reunited.
Yeah, he believed there was another side. He told me that he's going to go to the other side. He's going to recon for us, he said. So,
it's something where we've discussed it too. You know, he had my dad waiting for him.
Well, so. are you going to be there on the 29th?
Yes, I'm actually working. I work at a ski resort up in Lake Tahoe right now, but I will be making the trip down for it.
Okay, I can't wait to meet you. Well, if you want to listen to this whole thing or download it, you can later. So,
okay.
Yeah, it'll be on the same computer. I mean, go to the website. You can download it in about an hour or so.
Okay.
But Madison, thank you for calling in. I got a few other callers here. Do we? Yeah, so I'm gonna get to them before we close out. So love you, and we will see you on the 29th.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. All right, who do we have here now?
I believe this should be David online.
David. This is David?
Yep.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm okay. Now, thanks for calling in. You know, we decided just to talk about Bo today. And at first I thought, how are we going to fill an hour up? Oh, it's Bo. He can fill up a whole day. So
yeah.
How do you know him? Where do you fit in there?
He's my big brother.
Oh, that one. Okay, how you doing? You didn't say that. All right.
Yeah.
So really, I
just wanted to kind of, that house, his house got fixed up, and I wanted to make sure we thanked all the people that came over, kind of the people that worked on that house
mm-hmm.
came over and just did what they did and did it for free.
Oh, you mean the ramps and things?
I know they paid a lot of money, too, but there was a lot of people that went through there just from knowing him on the job sites that wanted to make his house, easier for him to be in. And I think that's a pretty remarkable thing.
Well, he earned everybody's respect. I know that when they wanted to build that ramp, we had the city expedite the permits and everything like
yeah,
that. So,
like even you guys, just a lot of people doing it.
You know what? Everybody loved him, man. He was, are you as happy as he is all the time?
We're all pretty happy.
Yeah.
We're lucky we've had good parents that help us be the better things and be positive.
Yeah, the rest of us just knew Bo. I'd like to meet your whole family more because it's a remarkable family because it's just everybody's. If you like Bo, you're always smiling. I mean,
it'd pick us off if you saw us walking down the street pretty easy.
Yeah, well, I know Stuart. Yeah. It's too easy to figure you out. But, you got your parents must be just great people because of this.
I really think they are.
And the fact that, Bo has so many people that love him and are missing him, it's amazing. The diversity of people who I've talked to, especially like on social media or just around town, it's amazing how many people he touched. He was an amazing person. So,
yeah, well, thank you.
All right, Matt.
Yeah.
You have anything else you want? Any funny story quickly?
It's more the same of everybody. He taught me a lot all the way to the end, which is, being so positive.
Yeah, you kind of didn't act like he was sick, did he?
Yeah, you kind of get to an age where you think you can't learn anything else from people, and then they go and do that, and show you how to be positive and everything else. But it's just like everybody else. I loved him, and I think it's a big void that we all have to fill in our hearts.
Well,
my trash man's here.
It's kind of up to you to fill it in now.
But I'm going to go ahead and leave some time for other people. And
all right, buddy.
Thank you for everything you're doing for us, too.
My pleasure. Just do it because we love Bo and the whole family. All right, bro. All right. We will see you on the 29th.
Absolutely. I'll make sure I introduce myself.
I'll have a Jack and Coke with you. All right, man. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling. Okay, we have somebody else here. That was, I could have talked to him some more. We're almost out of time anyway. But
as I say, yeah, we are out of time. I'm next week on the vacation. I'm going to let everyone know I'm going to replay this show.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that way good. Everyone can hear it again. It'll be all produced and it'll be online as well. For those that are listening, obviously healthylife.net's the station. Find the podcast on-demand link on the homepage. Look for Steve's name and today's date, and it'll be something in memorial to Bo as the title of the show.
There we go.
Today's date. So,
yeah, look for my smile and face on the Healthy Life. But nobody has a smile like Bo.
I wish
if I could patent that thing, he could have been a model and sold that smile.
Yeah, and just I did meet him twice over the years, mm-hmm. and the outpouring of love and heartfelt feelings in this last hour. Makes me feel like I knew him closer than I did.
Yep.
And that's a good thing.
There we go. It's going to be a good day after all.
Yes.
All right, everybody. You have a great week. And in honor of Bo, smile today. Hug somebody. Be nice and tell somebody you love them. All right. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.